Rokan Show, right here on 720 WGN. And this moment is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We will we'll get back to the Rob Blagojevich conversation with you at 312-981-7200. But Dr. Jim Adams is joining us right now. He's our chief medical officer of the Rokan Show. Unpaid position. I know he's got other important stuff at Northwestern, that, you know, bigger titles that they actually pay him for. But this is the there's a rather serious set of developments coming out of China concerning the coronavirus. Now, two more healthcare workers were killed by this virus. It was announced by the Chinese government today. And there is a lot of concern about whether or not it's going to land here in a significant way. What are the precautions, Dr. Adams, that are being taken in the healthcare industry nationwide here? They're trying to keep anything from developing like it would, like in a movie like Contagion.
Well, first, there's no reason to panic at all. And we make sure that our staff have flu vaccinations. And the number one thing people need to do is protect themselves against influenza that is circulating. But if coronavirus hits, we have supplies, equipment, and constant contact with our departments of public health. And it's we're well prepared.
Given the fact that it hasn't really struck here, it hasn't really migrated too far out of China and Southeast Asia, but there's always the possibility. There are people speculating that, including the president, that once the weather warms up a little bit, that will stop the spread of this. Is there anything accurate about that?
Well, we don't know. Every virus has its cycle, and we think that this will have its peak at some point and decline. SARS and MERS back in 2002 went away. We don't think this one's going to go away. It might become a circulating virus and resurge another season. So we don't know when it's going to start to decline. That's why it's being tracked every day.
What is it about this that is making it deadly? It's creating pneumonia? What's the mechanism there?
Well, so it's not clear that it's actually more deadly than the flu. SARS in 2002, it was not as infectious. There were only 8,000 cases, but there was a 10% mortality for SARS. The Middle East respiratory virus, again, a similar type virus, but that had a 36% mortality. Those were deadly. This one's more infectious, more people spread. But right now it's reported that 2 out of 100, about 2%, mortality, but it's probably not even that, because there's probably a lot more minimally symptomatic infections that are not being counted. So it may not be that deadly, and it's definitely not as deadly as the SARS or MERS or other coronaviruses of the past decade.
Let's talk about the flu for the moment, because that seems it's a very sticky flu season right now, isn't it?
Well, we've already had 14,000 deaths in the United States. 92 children have died of the seasonal influenza in the United States. So that's presenting a current risk, and that's being tracked.
So what do we know about the peak here? Are we in the peak of the flu season? Because I know last time we talked, there's two strains of the flu. There's the A strain and the B strain, and the B strain was dominant early, and now the A strain is kicking in.
Yep, and so A strain, we're diagnosing that. B is still around. Both are in. We've had circulating influenza for 14 weeks. It's been rising, and it's in the peak, so we're not seeing it descend yet. Still time to get your flu shot, and it's still around.
And how's the flu shot in terms of a match?
Don't know. That's all the circulating strains are being assessed right now, so we'll know very soon how good the match is. But it's going to provide some protection. It's still worth getting it.
All right. Dr. Jim Adams from Northwestern Medicine is who we're talking to. In terms of that number, 14,000 people have died from this. We talk about mostly in this from the perspective of when people get the flu, most people tolerate the flu. But if you have other underlying health problems, it's harder to fight the flu. And that results in the majority of deaths. But some otherwise healthy people are dying from this flu.
Right. Well, there's been 26 million cases of flu and about 250,000 people who've been hospitalized and 14,000 deaths. The unfortunate thing from the flu is 92 children have died. Now, this is different than the COVID-19, this coronavirus. This COVID-19, very interesting because children don't seem to be getting it and certainly not hospitalized or dying. The average age is the late 50s, and there's people with lung disease, heart disease, other diseases, and increasing mortality with underlying diseases and age. But that's also true of the flu. But the flu is this year affecting children far more severely. So we're seeing a lot of flu in children this year.
What accounts for that? Do we know?
Don't know. Scientists really don't know why that's happening, but we just know it to be true, and all the more reason to be careful, wash your hands, and get the flu shot.
And wash your hands. Dr. Jim Adams, thank you very much, Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine and Chief Medical Officer of the Rokan Show. Again, unpaid position. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
As always.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back with your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Let's talk about Rob Blagojevich. Is it right? Was the president right to commute his sentence? Or wrong? It's very simple. Binary choice I'm giving you. But first, let's check in with Lauren Lapka. She's got the traffic and the weather.